Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Hidden Hearing. Hearing problems? We've been tuning people in for over 30 years. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
G.ie and Anne has contacted us. Actually, a number of pharmacy students have contacted us. What's the issue, Anne?
Hi, Joe. Thank you so much for taking my call. So the issue is with the new programme for pharmacy placement. Mm-hmm. It's unpaid. Up until this year, there was a programme called the NPIP programme, where you did 4 years in college and then you went on placement for a year and you got paid for it. But now the three schools have come together to form a PEL, and they have made it a requirement that students don't get paid. Oh. Even though a lot of private businesses want to pay us, they say that if we are being paid, that our placement will be invalid and will fail and we'll have to do it again. Now, the promise that they made to us with the new programme was that we wouldn't be employees, that we would be in fact students. And they told us that our preceptor, who is the pharmacist in charge of us, will be sitting down with us every week, taking time out of their day to teach us, more like a teacher-student relationship as opposed to an employee-employer relationship.
Mm-hmm. And what is your actual experience of what you're doing working in this pharmacy for many months, first of all?
4 months for this year, and then next year it's 8 months.
Okay, so what do you do in the pharmacy that they're saying that, is it the college that are saying you shouldn't be paid, or is it the pharmacists that are objecting?
No, the pharmacists want to pay us.
Okay.
It's the PSI, which is the regulatory body for pharmacists. They've put this legislation in place, which actually Leo Varadkar has signed. So we can't be paid. Now, what we all are doing, and me as well, is we're being treated like employees. We're only supposed to be doing jobs that a pharmacist would be doing, but the fact of the matter is that that's not happening. For example, I'm working in a pharmacy on my placement, and, you know, I'm asked, what colour lipstick suits me best? Or, you know, could you go in there and buy me tickets from Ticketmaster at the back of the shop? Or, you know, can you please assemble that stand there for the makeup? And, you know, the people that I work with are really nice, but that's not why I'm there for placement. I'm there to learn how to be a pharmacist. And that's why I'm in college. I want to be a pharmacist. And I just feel like I'm not getting taught the requirements that I need. You know, I want, when I finish this, I want to be a qualified pharmacist. I want to have done all the jobs that a pharmacist does.
And what are your annual fees, Anne?
So they've combined it. Our annual fees are €750, and they've combined our living expenses and how much this is costing us. Each student is down approximately €25,000 a year. I mean, as well as that, you know, some of us can't afford to go to places like Dublin, where a lot of the placements are.
Okay.
That's where the better placements are, the majority of placements.
Yeah, of course. And well, in terms of the number of pharmacies,
The fees, and as well, as I'm sure everybody listening knows, the horrendous rent prices that are up there.
Yeah.
It's putting all of the people that live down the country at an extreme disadvantage.
And before the new system, as you call it, Anne, how much were you paid when you went working in a pharmacist?
You could be paid up to €14 an hour.
Yeah, okay, above the minimum wage, okay. But you were paid.
Yeah, it would be between the minimum wage, but it could be up to €14 an hour.
So how much, so work that one out, if you haven't already. That means you're down there's a four-month placement and an eight-month placement.
Yeah, 12 months in total.
So that's an incredible amount of money to drop. And especially as your outgoings are still there. And you're saying the pharmacists were, by the way, the sounds of the work you're doing more than pharmacy. You're doing assembling makeup stands, advising people on lipstick colours, I presume selling shampoo or combs.
It's Christmas now, you know, wrapping presents, all that. And as well as that, I just want to make this very clear, is that the fifth year is a master's programme, and that there's different prices for the different universities. In UCC, it's €750 for the master's. In Trinity, it's sorry, it's 7,500. Yeah, in UCC. It's 8,500 in Trinity, and it's €9,000 in RCSI. And there's a lot of people in the class that financially are very, very worried about that, and they don't know if they will be able to afford to do the masters, especially as we won't be getting paid for the placement. And I really think that they're trying to make pharmacy an elitist course, and they're denying a lot of people allowed to be educated. And I'm sure there's a lot of listeners that agree with me that nobody should be allowed not to do a course because they don't have the money for it. And I don't know how they could justify that. I really don't think that it's fair.
Yeah,
and they have a lot to answer for, in my opinion.
And pharmacists are really, really well, first of all, any pharmacist I've come, extraordinarily well qualified and extraordinarily knowledgeable and extraordinarily helpful. But that comes from years of studying, and they shouldn't. Well, your point is it fair to say you and your fellow students with this new system where you're not allowed you have to do 12 months of a placement over 2 years, but you're not allowed to get any money or any help towards rent or whatever, that this is exploitation?
Yeah, I would completely agree with that. I would. And as well, with the old programme, which was called the NPIP programme, the pharmacists that take us on as students, they said there was a lot of resources with that and guidance as to how to help educate us through their placement. But with the new programme, there doesn't seem to be any resources for them, and they feel like there's not enough help on how to teach us what to do.
So have you taken it up with the college? And what is their response?
Their response really is they haven't really been helping us. I feel like they don't really want to get involved, or they don't know what to do. There are a few lecturers that have spoken out about it. But they haven't really given us a lot of support, to be honest. I feel like they're in a very difficult position because they are the people that are running this new programme, and maybe some of them are afraid to speak out against it. I'm not sure. I can't talk for them. I don't know what they're thinking.
But they know of your discontent. Well, I think it would be obvious.
Yes,
someone who
they
was students
know.
Who were previously paid for 12 months over the final 2 years for the work they were doing. I know it's training, but then to suddenly get a land for the next batch of students to discover that they're down 12 months' pay, it's just incredible.
Yeah.
Okay.
And with the new programme as well, I mean, every week we have been, delays. It seems to be very badly run. They're always pushing forward deadlines. And they told us that, that's because this is a new program, that there's going to be, teething problems with it. Mm. But this program has been in development for 3 years. And I feel like if they didn't know how to do it properly, they should have waited.
Okay. Points well made, Anne. Points well made about a really important profession. That's Anne talking about pharmacy students. And she said she feels they're being exploited.